More than 40 foreign legal minors have been rounded up by a combined security task force led by the regional minister Samuel Sapong at Dunkwanofing. The task force is made up of the police, immigration service and BNI personnel. Our central regional reporter Kingsley Nanabwedu, who was with the team, reports that the mining activity has caused extensive damage to the environment, especially the Pra River. He spoke to Abraham Donko.
Well, I must say that this is a follow-up to a presidential directive that all illegal miners, especially the foreigners, need to be taken away, need to be sent back home. So after that order directive, this exercise happens to be a mopping up exercise, which was led by the Central Regional Minister Samuel Sapong and COP Ransford Mosisnesin, who happens to be the regional commander. And when they arrived in the morning, they visited certain hotels that they were given some hint as to where they are. They were told that when they were sacked, they came back. So after they'd gotten that information, they came to such hotels. That is where they rounded more than 40 of them, being foreigners, suspected to be illegal miners.
Are all of them foreigners? I'm talking about those who have been arrested so far.
They are all foreigners. We are told that we got the impression that some of them are Chinese, some from India and elsewhere. But they are all foreigners. We had about two being local people who are aiding them, because we met one in a certain hotel where with the foreigners. So at least we've seen two local people with them.
In your estimation, what is the extent of damage? Which particular river are you referring to?
Well, it has to do with the mining and their activity, that's the illegal mining. When you go to the Pra River and the Ofing River, for instance, the damage there is quite enormous. You look at the nature of the river, it turns like chocolate. And so they are operating, because at Kitere, where we just left, you can see their local equipment and machines. And you can see that particular area, there's the local people themselves who are also engaging in that. We attempted destroying them, following orders by the Central Regional Minister and the police commander. But we attempted destroying them. They were begging. They were on the other side of the river, shouting and begging that is their livelihood and all of that.
And Kingsley, during the pursuit, did some of them, as in previous cases, dive into the water and anyone drown? Or was there any casualty at all?
This particular instance, yes, the Chechere one, there were people operating the local machines on the Pra River. Upon seeing the team, some of them dived into the river and they started swerving. We called them that they should come back, but they never did. They rather went to the other side and called other people from the other community to join them alongside the begging, shouting, and raining curses upon the team and the ministers and the commanders who have led the team.
That was our central regional correspondent, Kingsley Nanabwedu, talking to Abraham Donko from the central region.